Jim was born on February 1, 1931 to a refinery worker and a school secretary. As a child from the Depression era, he was born at a time of great hardship. Always a humble man from humble beginnings. Childhood brought its own share of hardships to Jimmy. After being bedridden for a year when he was only 16 years old, a determined Jimmy learned to walk again and took the first steps to build the foundation of his career. After high school, Jim took a job as a draftsman at Gulf Oil Company, and while he never stepped foot into a college classroom, Jim used on-the-job training, hard work, and dedication to become a well-respected engineer in the Houston area. In 1976, Jim joined the ranks of the Mishler Corporation, where he was instrumental in the development of many key subdivisions. In his 20-year tenure with Mishler, Jim was responsible for supervising the management and development of over 50 residential, commercial, and industrial subdivisions. Jim was an inspiration and role model for two generations of Texas builders and developers who watched and learned from a pure Texan who tirelessly advocated on behalf of our industry in a manner that made him welcome and fast friends with candidates and elected officials across the political spectrum. From City Hall and Commissioner's Court to the halls of the capitals in Austin and Washington, he was a man whose word was his bond, as he was turned to time and time again for advice on matters ranging from water and wastewater infrastructure to transportation, political campaigns, even cattle raising. A true champion and voice of the Texas residential land development and construction industry, he was one of the main drivers for decades that made the Texas Association of Builders and his beloved Greater Houston Builders Association the voice of housing for the state and their region. While he worked hard at his job, Jim was always first and foremost a family man. He and his wife Ellen were married for 53 years, setting the example of love, union, and partnership for their three children. He took a piece of land filled with mesquite and turned it into a picturesque farm where his family could gather. The farm and his yellow tractor were his pride and joy. Jim and Ellen loved to travel and see the world, but what mattered most to the couple was just spending time together, no matter what they were doing. So while James Box was known by many names in his lifetime, Jimmy, Jim, or even just Box, one thing was for certain. He worked hard for everything he had. He gave to the universe, and the universe certainly did give back to him.